Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your spine, feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it. Feel it in your back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
spine. Feel it.
What? fish and play.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pump. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and come in to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, ooh, work. Study, study, yeah, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Life. Put out the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Ow! Roll up the partition now! Roll up the partition, please! Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches, take your time. Take a hiatus, surgeon, moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrr-con. Soft and feminine brrr-con. Till everything about you is brrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrr-con. Till everything about you is brrr-con-con. You wanna bu-bu-bo? You wanna bu-bu-bo? Come on. You wanna bu-bu-bo? You wanna bu-bu-bo? Come on. You wanna bu-bu-bo? Bu-bu-bo? Come on. You wanna bu-bu-bo? You wanna bu-bu-bo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see what I do, how I get cut to the TC. If he finds out, what'd he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
And it goes,
and it goes,
and it goes,
and it goes,
and it goes, and it goes,
and it goes, and it goes,
and it goes,
and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
I'm the
If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, try to bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, try to bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, try to bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, try to bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, try to bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, try to bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma
into the building. Heat up. Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness, 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner. No as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook. Legendary Mother Power Infinity, Icon Angel Milan, and Icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include
pageant gown for $200. Open to all potluck virgin performance. Butch Queen's Up and Drag's Realness for $100. Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy. And your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic, for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, The Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-karat gold ball. All gold everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longzant and Father Bam Bam Ebony. June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash. $1,000 Best Dressed. $1,000 Butch Queen Runway. All-American versus European. $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10. $1,000 Femme Queen Face. And $1,000 Femme Queen Performance. $500 Performance. $500 Legendary Performance. $500 Legendary Runway. $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500 Twister. $500 Legendary Realness. $500 Butch Queen and Drag. Face. Your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary Von Allure. Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin Mizrahi. And Legendary Kevin JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball. Richmond, we will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of payment?
Forget about it.
This episode of Tens or Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tensorchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
I'm a fan.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. We're here to give you a recap of whatever happened this weekend from state to state, whether the girls know or don't know, honey. We're also here to do a breakdown and a run-through of the Virginia Awards Ball that's going down in Richmond, Virginia, this Saturday night, honey. Over $11,000 in cash and trophies. It's going down, honey. If you're in the area of the Richmond area, make sure you definitely go to the Virginia Awards Ball. If you're in that area, honey, or if you're traveling to come to Richmond, definitely come out and have a good time, because it's definitely going down in Richmond, and it's definitely going to be a big thing. Fem Queen Performance has just went from $1,000 to $2,000 in Richmond this weekend. So the Fem Queen should definitely be out to play, honey. They have Open to All Sex Siren for $1,000. It's going down. They got Best Dress. They got Face. They got everything. It's going down in Richmond this weekend, honey. I'll be there. So I hope to see you there, honey. So I'm sitting here on the line. I'm waiting for my co-host to definitely call in and press 1. But I see I have a couple of callers. We're going to recap Philly First Friday that happened this weekend for the $1,000, honey, and all that madness and all that drama. Honey, hold on. 323-286. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Put me on mute, girl.
Why you want to be put on mute, girl? You press 1, girl.
No, I'm here, bitch, girl, because you about to carry, girl. I can hear it in your voice, girl.
I'm not about to carry. Why do you think I'm about to carry? I'm feeling my pussy.
You feeling like cut?
I'm feeling like cut, and they touch me.
Who touched you?
Somebody touched me, honey. They've been touching me down. Hold on.
Wasn't that little A-Dog and you all called the other night?
Yes. Private calling your live right now.
Oh, Charlie, put me back on hold, honey.
Excuse me? Okay,
put me back on hold.
We're gonna put you back on hold, honey. I thought you was my girlfriend, Miss Laura. Honey, 757-305, you're live on the air on the recap show.
I think that's Am.
What's up? No, it's not him.
Oh, hi.
Hey, ma'am.
Hey.
What's going on?
Just got out the shower. Wasting time.
I know, that's right. Eddie, that must be an interesting picture.
Who is
hi,
that?
Hi,
Eddie, that's Bam. Girl, calm your nerves.
I know, I was really fucked up.
Hey,
man.
Hi, Kelly. Now you want to put your sexy voice on me,
G? Kelly, keep it the fuck cute. You just had your sexy voice on talking about the announcement. You'll do a little introduction to things, girl. Kind of the girls just asking, who was that?
Well, after what I just got into, I had to have my sexy voice on.
It's still in your throat, running around.
No, it's not in my throat. It's gone now. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Yes, sir.
Honey, yes.
Hey, Rose.
I'm sorry to everybody for the silence that happened at 11:38 when the music went off. I'm so sorry that y'all only heard silence for the last 20 minutes. But I was engaged, so I couldn't, play any more music. I'm so sorry, honey. But we definitely here, honey, and we're going to talk about Virginia and all the categories. If any of you girls out there, y'all have any questions that y'all need answered about Virginia, this is the time that y'all need to call in and get all your questions and your concerns and your comments answered. I think it's very inappropriate. You know, to call promoters on the day of the ball. Y'all know they have a lot of things that they need to do. So if y'all got any questions that y'all need to address, I think tonight is the time that y'all need to get it out there, honey. You know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You was trying to say inappropriate or inconsiderate?
Inconsiderate, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. Baby, you know, I feel like caught over here, you know. Baby, so you know I got a lot going on over here, Marcus. You know, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. Hold on, we got another caller. 267-975. You're live on the air. 267. Okay, they're gone. Okay, they might call back in. They might call back in private. They didn't know the number was showing up, so they're gonna call back in privately. Okay.
That was Laura.
Honey, yeah, that probably was, and now she's going to call back in private. Honey, baby, don't gag. She gags, she can't get back through, honey, because, you know, these phone lines be jammed. So, Michi, where are you at? Are you still in North Carolina?
Huh?
Are you still in North Carolina?
Actually, shoot, I was in Orlando, since you want to try it, honey. But, you know,
you're still
I'm
being
on location.
You're still being a whore, I see.
No, actually, I'm not being a whore, thanks. You know,
okay.
I had a reunion weekend, so, you know, I might be hanging my hot towel up, honey. We'll see.
Okay, well, baby, it's not really nothing. It's not really much that we can talk about First Friday, but I could definitely say grand prize. For Realness with a Twist, definitely went to G Prodigy. For the Vogue Femmes, it definitely went to Selena Prodigy. So grand prize to Selena and G Prodigy for $1,000 at First Friday, honey. What else happened at First Friday? So a couple of LSS battles was definitely hot at First Friday. It was definitely cute battles for LSS, honey. You know, they had a little, slight little altercation on the side at First Friday. It was quickly cleared up, honey, and the ball continued, honey. Grand prize open to all legendary realness definitely went to myself, you know, over the legendary Stephanie Ebony, honey.
Hold on, girl, because didn't you judge the ball?
Excuse me?
Didn't you judge?
Oh, baby, don't worry. I did a lot that night.
Didn't you judge the ball? Okay, so you judged and turned around and walked and won.
I judged Grandpa.
Worked Stephanie for not judging and walking.
Oh, girl. BG, you can't take me, Miss A, girl. Honey.
Who won the 250 for Schoolboy?
Oh, nobody won the 250 for Schoolboy. Everybody was trapped by Alvernian because they were supposed to recreate a moment from, I think, the Crystal Ball, and none of them came out there with the moment. So all three of the ones that did come out was trapped automatically.
Who won Butch Queen Runway?
Butch Queen Runway. It was open to all runway. And I forgot the young lady's name. I forgot what house she in. She won the runway category. It was open to all. And I think she was a Butch Queen in drags, and she won the open to all runway.
Was she alive in?
I know. No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't. She wasn't alive in. She was in another house, but I don't remember the name of the house that she was in. But no, she wasn't alive in. And what else? That's about it that happened. So if anybody else is out there and it was a ball in another state, y'all could definitely feel free to definitely call in and definitely tell us about a ball if it was in another state. And that was it. And, you know, I enjoyed myself in Philly for the time that I was there. And, baby,
it was a ball in LA, too.
Oh yeah, it was a ball in L.A. Maybe somebody will call in and give us the tea about the ball in L.A., honey. And then we can also, and then after we speak with Bam, and we still have time left over, we can definitely talk about that ball that Savannah Ebony's having, and she has, you know, 10 people must walk for the $500.
Actually, I've been playing the girl for two super fuck cute. But go ahead, let's talk about it. We need that free promotion. Thanks.
Honey, okay, hold on. Let me get my brother. Hold on. I don't even. Hold on, because I'm working from my cell phone tonight. So hold on. Let me get my brother on the phone line, honey. That's the right. Oh no, that's not the right number. Honey, hold on. Oh, cancel. Call. Wait, hold on. I'm doing. Hold on, y'all. We're gonna get Rodney on the phone, and then we're gonna talk about Virginia, honey. Because everybody's definitely going to Virginia this weekend, honey. Me and Marcus is storming Virginia on Friday.
Saturday.
Hello?
Will Ballroom Throwbacks be in the building?
Yes, Ballroom Throwbacks will definitely be in the building. Honey. Rodney, are you there?
Who just said
that? Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, okay. Because I'm working from my phone. So, you know,
okay.
Very difficult.
She on her cricket today, so no intro tonight.
I'm not on my cricket, bitch. I'm on my motherfucking iPhone, bitch. I don't do cricket, honey, okay? I'm working from my iPhone, honey, so I don't do cricket, honey. Oh, but we definitely here to talk about Virginia. We have one of the promoters on the phone, Bam Balenciaga. Bam, can you tell us about the ball this weekend?
What's going on, Bam? Marcus? Who else?
Amici.
Oh, Meechie, what's going on? There's an Ebony rep on it, huh?
Watch it.
Yeah. Okay, wait, hold on. Bam, are you there?
App, can you press one?
Oh, wait, hold
one.
804-397, you're live on the air.
That's air.
Good evening. This is
Hello.
I am.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good.
What's going on, Em?
I'm fine. How are you, Father?
I'm good. I'm good.
Can they hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah,
oh,
I can
sorry,
hear
everybody.
We can hear you very well. Okay.
What's
you,
good? How y'all doing?
Oh, what's up, Bam? How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. We have both of them on, Kelly.
Huh?
So we have both of them on now.
I don't know. Bam,
yeah,
is there?
Yeah. Yeah, they both on.
Okay, Bam is there. Okay. Well, go, Rodney. You know, Rodney, go ahead, Rodney. You can interview them about the law, Rodney. Or me, Chi.
Okay. Marcus, we'll let you start, Marcus, because I'm eating. I don't want to talk on either.
Oh. Well, first off, congratulations, you two. This ball has been very well promoted, and it's definitely the flyers been out there, so we look forward to an exciting night. What do you guys want to, you know, start off giving, like, a little overview of the ball?
Go ahead, Ant.
All right. Well, this is our 12th annual awards ball. We took a few-year break a few years back, and we returned that last year. With $10,000, $5,000 for the house with the most points for as a house category. Being that this is a big landmark for Virginia, the 12th annual, we wanted to do it really big. So I partnered up with Bam. We started off with $10,000, and as time went on, we really wanted to add some more factors to this ball. So we upped it to $12,000. We took a lot of time on the categories that we we think that the ballroom will be interested in seeing that Virginia, that will bring Virginia to life, that will be an exciting night. So a lot of the categories, they are detailed. We stuck with the mafia theme that we think is really good. And we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Great. What category do you look forward to seeing the most?
Film Queen performance for the 2000s.
Oh. All right.
Actually, thinking about that category, we upped it to the 2000 because, you know what I'm saying, we want to see not just the new girls come out, but we're looking for more of the old girls to come out. You know what I'm saying? To show that, you know, they still got it. You know what I'm saying? We want Sim Queen, the performance, to be like what it was back in the day. So, you know what I'm saying? So not just for the new girls to come out, but we want the legends to come out also.
Okay. And I'm noticing that category says dressed in all black. How,
it's only dressed in all black for the challenges. It's only dressed in all black for the challenges.
The all
black is not applied to the legends.
Okay. So how technical, because, you know, people get technical for $2,000. How specific do you mean all black? Shoelaces, rhinestones, or you just, as long as they're black, you know?
No, we want to see all black. We don't want to see no sparkly, glitter, all black.
Okay. Y'all hear that, girls? No sparkly, no, you know, keep it safe. All right. Okay. And if you want to talk about runway for the $1,000, you know, it's a category.
Yes. Runway, I'm very excited to see it because I left the category really open, and a lot of people had a lot of questions about it because the category was left open by saying Las Vegas. And when it comes to Las Vegas, there's so many elements of Las Vegas as far as the shows, the hotel, the a lot of events, anything like the Hard Rock Cafe, anything that has to relate to Las Vegas is acceptable as long as it's a $1,000 worthy effect. I didn't want anybody to be stuck on it all bring a showgirl effect, but if that's the road you want to take, that's fine, but it says to be creative.
Okay. All right. It looks like this category has been hot at All Balls recently. I'm giving Best Dressed for $1,000 as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's been a lot of questions about that category because it's saying the concealed evidence. We tried to add a different element to this, being that Best Dressed has been so hot, so it's kind of to liven it up a little bit. We're asking that anytime during your battles, you can alter something about your look. You can alter what you're wearing. We've seen the females do it in the past, but we're trying to open it up to see how creative people can be, especially because the males have definitely been on the floor bringing it. So, you know what I'm saying, it's not definitely a necessity of what you have on. It's going to slay through, and that's fine. But we definitely open it up to say, hey, if I can change this, You're allowed to.
Okay. Open to All Perfect 10.
Mm-hmm.
For $1,000. What are you looking for, and what are you expecting?
Okay. For Perfect 10, it's face, body, and sex. And it's asked for a prison-inspired effects. When you say prison, you can be a correction officer, you can be an inmate, you know, but within your effect, we want you to be creative, and we want you to be able to sell your face, we want to be able to see your body, and we want to be able to get into your sex.
Okay. I know sometimes people have a discrepancy on, like, the difference between Trilogy and Perfect 10. Can you share your
opinion or how, what you guys are expecting there? Like, is it a perfect, like, a, you are 100% face, 100% real, 100% sex appeal, or a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that adds up to a perfect, to a 10?
Okay. Well, we're looking for it to add up to a perfect 10. Being that if you want to be technical and break it down, let's say 33% face, 33% sex, 33% body. We definitely didn't want to say 100% of each, because then you can just walk, the specified category. So, you know what I'm saying? We're not being as technical to say, oh, well, she's just, she's just face. She don't have anything else. So we asking you to have a little bit of all three.
Okay. And it looks like the last $1,000 category is Fem Queen Say.
Mm-hmm. The cartel hit woman.
Nah, the stupid.
The mob wife.
The mob wife. I'm sorry. I need the flyer with me. Okay, I'm sorry. That's pretty simple. It's pretty basic. The way it's worded is, we definitely want to see your interpretation of a mob wife.
Okay. Are you allowing productions?
We are allowing productions. Right now we have a great length of time. We don't want to, if we see that the productions are draining the ball or is going on too long, then that would be our call to stop them at certain points. But at this time, we're looking at good time and at starting on time, so we're going to finish.
Sounds good.
And what time is that? We are starting LSS and the awards at 1:30 a.m.
Okay. Okay. Looks like there's some $500 categories, but before we go into that, will they be allowed to take grand prizes as a house or no?
Yes.
Michael is on hold.
You said Bob Marcus?
Did they answer?
Yeah.
You said I didn't.
Yes,
I missed it.
My bad. Yeah, they will be.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm noticing that you also have $500 performance and $500
mm-hmm.
legendary performance. You want to talk about those? Those tend to be big ones.
Okay. The $500 performance.
You just gotta break it. Basically, for that, we just want it for all the performance kids. Well, vocal pimps just want to see them bring in a Conti prison effect. I had calls from certain vocal pimps. You know what I'm saying? Basically, just bring it. Create your Conti prison effect. You ain't gotta go over the top or whatever, but just be creative and make sure it's Conti. Basically.
Yep. Okay. All right. I want to say something about the legendary performance and also legendary runway. Both of them are in all black. The difference is for legendary performance, we ask you, it's like the juror number. Your juror number is the number of years that you have been legendary. And for the runway, it's in all black, and you have to have a prop. But on your prop is the number of years that you have been playing, which is the number of years you've been walking. So it has been a little discrepancy because they're written similar, but they have different meanings for what your number is.
So, Amp, can you hear me?
Yep.
So, okay, because we do have technical judges, and we do have judges that read into everything that is there.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I'm going to give you an example for runway.
Mm-hmm.
You said a year's been walking, a year's been slaying. With some people, those are two different meanings.
Like I might have seen somebody walking. You understand what I'm saying? Like somebody might be walking runway. They've been doing runway for like 7 years, but they've been getting chopped for like the first two or three. So they've been turning it for 4 years in my eyes. That's a person like me who've been seeing everybody. So then, how do we judge it? Or are we just being not real personal and technical like that? If they've been walking for 7 years, they should have seven on their thing, on their prop.
Well, this is the thing. They are legendary for the category.
No, no, not legends. They're regular people.
No, that category is for legendary only.
Okay, so the regular people don't have to have the years they've been walking on there.
No, they have a completely different category.
Okay. I thought you were saying both were similar, but okay, gotcha. Well, you're a legend. I'm not questioning whether it is or not.
Okay. $500 Gucci Queen sex siren.
Tonight, they just got to bring it in a sexy mafia-inspired look. Like most of the sex stars I talk to, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell them, just look at like the Sopranos or the Godfather. You know what I'm saying? Just bring it sexy. Inspired look.
It looks like all the categories are kind of effect-driven. Right. Well, that too. Will they be scoring effects like first, or will it kind of be, you know, chopping as needed?
We're going to try to stick to as much as possible chopping as needed. It seems to drag the ball along to line them up, get 10, and no.
Yeah, and then have them perform, right. Okay. Right. That's understandable. That's great. $500 mm-hmm. twist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With this, there's been a lot of questions because the way it's worded is it says the black cat of the mafia. It doesn't. That's just a term to describe a jewel thief. That does not mean that you have to be all black, but it just says that you have to embellish your effect with stones.
Jewel stones.
Right.
Okay. Do they have that's
what category?
Bonus or twist? Do they have to walk realness first or not?
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking about. Yeah. For realness with a twist, you definitely will be getting your chance for realness first. It's no just straight to the performance.
Is that the individual line, or do you have to walk a realness category, or the realness with a twist having their own realness part?
They have to walk a realness category, and we put the realness category before twists. All Butch Queen realness categories are before twists.
Okay, so Can I suggest that y'all pass out like something when they get their 10s? Because bitches be trying it.
Right. Oh, baby. Baby.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a lot of people there and a lot of people walking, and they just sneak in the line and talk about, I got my 10s. No, you did. Or you didn't even walk the category.
I did that many times. I caught them many a times on that one.
Okay. Where are we at? $500 legendary realness.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, that's pretty much, you know, self-explanatory. It's your interpretation of Bonnie and Clyde, legendary realness.
Okay. Butch Queen and Drag's face for $500.
Okay. Butch Queen and Drag's face is a monster club kid. And what we're looking for is we know they are on the female side of things. So it's going to be a mobster interpretation. Your club kid can just be in your face, but we prefer that it be noticeable, because I don't want anybody to get caught up in the mobster and not your club kid. So a lot of people ask, do the entire effect has to be club kid? You can incorporate it into it, but if it's just in your face, because that's definitely what we want to see, that is fine.
Okay. And I think the last $500 category is father versus father.
Yes. Father versus father is not a best dress category. It's completely about the look.
Very good.
It's a head to look that's on you.
Would you like to stress what head to toe means?
Anything you put on your head to anything you put on your feet and everything in between.
Okay, but I mean, some people mean that when they say head to toe, like you must have on a headpiece. Are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Head to toe could be a headpiece or firm.
Okay. You know, it's a lot of money on the line. You know. Streetwear. Oh, well, yeah. Between streetwear.
2014 is streetwear versus high fashion. It just costs for 2014 summer pieces.
Okay. All right, y'all hear that, streetwear villain? They said summer 2014, so I'm coming up here talking about people got on old shit, had proof.
Bring your receipts, children. Bring your receipts. It should be dated 2014. That way we'll have no more discrepancies.
What, Michi, what you mean? Why would the receipt have to say two? Okay. That was Michi, right?
Yeah, that was Michi.
Yeah. No, see, I'm just listening.
I thought you was a fashion person.
If you have your receipt 2014, your receipt, I mean, you sit there and argue stuff somebody said was from 2012. I mean, come on, 9 times out of 10.
And it say 2014 on it. Go to Macy's all the time. Okay. You see that all the time.
It's going to say clearance on your receipt. It's going to say sale. Anything, no shade. We are out of halfway through the year. It's on clearance. It's going to have, in parentheses, a dollar amount subtracted, which means it was on sale. It's no longer 2014.
Your phone carrying. $200 female figure runway.
Yes. That's pretty much like the bridge queen in drag face with a touch of club kit.
Okay. Okay, or maybe I'm $200 female figure realness. So we did runway, now $200 realness.
Okay. That's the hit list. We just asked them to come up. You have a clutch, a bag, and inside your bag you pull out someone that you want to battle that walks your category, and that's called, we calling that the hit list.
Oh, word. $200 Butch Queen face.
An American Gangster look.
Okay, work.
Is Sex Island broken down?
Yes.
Yeah. $200, I guess the category for only Virginia residents, the VA minus.
Yeah, it's a category that we started for our Virginia Awards Ball, just an opportunity for people in Virginia to pretty much display their talents. We asked them to bring up production. This is a category that we have early on in the night. They give Virginia ballroom kids an opportunity to, you know, shine.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Well, that seems to be all, like, the cash categories. Were there any other categories that you guys wanted to highlight, like, that may just be dollar signs or not for cash at all?
Highlight the schoolboy category because I've been getting a lot of calls from the schoolboys. It's just asking the schoolboys to bring as a bookie. You know what I'm saying? A bookie is somebody that, you know, keep the records of all the money, you know. They keep the records of everything that basically that goes on in the mafia. So, you know what I'm saying? We're just looking for, to me, like a bookie is somebody that's young, that's in training, you know, to, you know, be in the mafia. So, you know, just, you know, bring it like, you know, with your look, but bring your books and everything as well.
Since everything kind of has like a mafia theme per se, are y'all kind of thinking back to like more, what's the word, like when the mob was really at its height per se, like in the 50s and 60s, or are you thinking still modern day? Because we know a mob still kind of exists today per se. Although it may not be as
open.
Well, I think that I think that any era that you pick for Mafia,
mm-hmm.
you know, it stands out regardless. So I don't think nobody will be incorrect if they pick any era of Mafia, because their looks stand out.
Right. Cool. You have all the virgin categories. Even like Virgin Sex Iron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Virgin Sex Iron, Virgin Twist. It's something for everybody. Any other categories you guys wanted to highlight? Kelly, are there any callers? If you have questions, callers, you can call in and ask. Definitely don't want you to wait till the night of. And
I guess the girls are already prepared and have their effects already ready. And things
prepared
of that
to call on Friday.
No one's pressing one. They're going to wait until Saturday. You know, girls are going to wait until Saturday and Friday to want to try to pull effects together and want to call and ask questions and shit.
Did you guys say something about lodging? Where would you guys suggest? Even I had questions.
So I got a question. So you have a lot of legendary categories. So the legends can't walk the regular categories, or can they?
I think that's on them. We put the legendary categories in there for opportunity so that they won't have to walk those categories. But if they choose to, hey.
That's not fair.
You said that's not fair?
No, it's not.
No, because you have somebody walk legendary realness, then turn around and walk regular realness, which 9 times out of 10, the legend's going to get it from their girlfriend. I mean, come on.
Well, legendary realness is $500, too, in this instance. So, like, they would have more of an advantage to walk their category. But I kind of understand, like, if a legendary runway person wanted to walk for the 1,000 versus 500. I mean, but a legend can get set, too. It's happened.
Well, the reason why I said if they chose to, because not every year this $1,000 runway we have put into Virginia Awards for the last 4 to 5 years. And definitely sometimes a legend has taken it, sometimes they haven't. We just decided this year, let's just give them their own category so that we can, you know what I'm saying, open it up for a lot of the new girls to walk. You know what I'm saying? It was never specified that they could not walk it, because in the past they always were allowed to walk it.
Right.
But the code, the unwritten code is, when you do have your legendary category, which is your time to shine as a legend, and you know, beg for it and ask for it and always see it in your introduction when you call in the show and all the time like that, you should walk your legendary category and let the regular kids walk their own category.
Well, Amp, I know people dying to ask this question they didn't ask. Does Richmond have Uber?
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know they want
to
know.
Yeah, we try to figure out, do Richmond have Uber, Lyft, sidecar, something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, we just trying to help out.
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
Oh,
shit.
They don't have either one of them.
In DC on down.
I don't know how I'm gonna get my
dates
around all weekend. I'm
mad. So y'all have to drive to DC. I mean, catch a bus to DC and then get one. If the DC is the risk.
Damn.
Wow. Which man? They don't even have
Lyft. Anybody that's coming
Hold
down
on,
from
let
the,
me,
anybody that's coming down from the DC area and you don't want to get on the bus, yeah, hit me up in my inbox, Mr. A.
Oh my God. That was so bad.
Kelly, stop it, fam.
Hey, Amp.
Yes.
Quick question. Okay, just to go back to Sex Tyrant so it's clear. So it's only one trophy, one cash? Or
who is that with Nico?
They said three. It was separated. Meet you. When
yeah,
I
it's only
it
one
away.
Cash. It's only one cash.
One cash. It's three trophies, one cash.
Okay.
All right. But, ladies and gentlemen, Richmond does have the Megabus, so you can get there safely and affordably. They do have
They have several mega buses that come to Richmond from both ways. So y'all can get there. And the mega bus drops off downtown, so you won't be too
far.
That's
7-Eleven.
No, don't address.
No, that's a Chinese bus. That's a Chinese bus at 7-Eleven, Kelly.
It drops off at like Staples.
It drops off in the Shaka. In the Shaka, yeah, Shaka.
Yeah, it's
the,
like downtown.
The yeah.
And Richmond has Amtrak for the girls that feel like they fail.
And it's right there by the megabus too.
And I advise you, girls, that's coming to Richmond. If you're trying to go on Amtrak with that girl, you might not make your category. So take the megabus.
Marcus, can you do me a sleeper car?
Who was that?
That's Alexis.
So Amp, who are your Amp and Bam? Who are the competitors for the evening? You know, people want to know everything.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Who are the MCs for the evening?
Jack Selvin and Kevin.
Jack Selvin and Kevin. Okay.
Oh.
And that's, you say 1:30?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So will we hear the Virginia Finest while we wait on those to get there? I'm just being real.
Actually, Kevin and Selvin is going to start the ball off because Jack's going to be doing the crystal ball and he got to get from Philly. So at 1:30, Selvin and Kevin will be starting LSS. And, you know, we just go forward with the ball, and when Jack gets there, you know, everything could just fall in line.
Okay. Thank you for, you know, saying that the people want to know.
Riley, you know, we know you don't really listen to VA commentators.
No, I mean, I love them. I appreciate wherever I am, you know, Dana, Deshaun, no, they make me move. Jay is not a Virginia commentator.
Oh.
Yeah. So the reason I'm gonna be honest, the reason I asked that question is because he's like, well, how in the hell are they gonna start at 1:30 when the commentator's gonna be in Philly, leaving Philly at 12 o'clock to get to Richmond? You know, we're gonna get to Richmond. That's why I asked the question. So it wasn't out of taking commentary.
We thought about that ahead of time. We also did our categories in a way that it would not affect a lot of people that's coming from Philadelphia. The first segment of the ball, we did a lot of butch, trans men, virgin, and women categories. So a lot of those patrons seem to come early, and they have to sit around and wait on their categories. So instead of waiting, we're going to go ahead and get them out of the way to allow them the opportunity to walk. So they won't have to sit there till like 5 and 6, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right, right.
Just arriving. So that ensures, you know, a lot of our people will get to walk as well as we starting on time.
Right.
Okay, Susan, I'll see you there. I'm trying to come earlier before you leave. I know how you do, in and out. Shout out to Susan.
Is there something to do on Friday? I've been asked that a lot.
Yes, we have.
It's Cloth Colors and Godfrey. It's open on Friday. I told you that already, bitch.
Colors on Friday?
No, we don't know what she's talking about.
Colors on Saturday, Kelly.
Oh, well, Godfrey's is open on Friday.
Well, I definitely encourage you to be there early if you're going to Godfrey.
I already told you, we're storming, bitch.
Would you like to tell them about Godfrey's Amp?
Well, Godfrey's is a local bar, a bar here. It definitely fills up quick. It has amazing drinks. We're doing an after set after Godfrey's because Godfrey's closes at 2.
That was the point.
Right.
And they don't care where you at 2 o'clock. You're walking out the door. They don't care if you came at 1:30. They don't care if you came from Africa. They're going to tell you we close it too.
Okay, DJ stops at 1:50. Give you guys 10 minutes to get on up out of there.
All right, but there is an after party on Friday night, too. Okay.
Yes.
And is there anything going on Sunday?
We are doing the Rumble. Well, not the Rumble, but the aftermath.
Okay. All right. Are we missing anything?
As far as the lodging that you said you asked them about the lodging, Marcus, but for the people who don't know the Richmond, like South Side or North Side or different things like that, or airport area, and which areas do you guys recommend for people lodging?
We gave everybody three hotels to choose from. They're on the South Side, which is no more than 10 minutes from the venue. It is Bells Row and Commerce is the best place.
Commerce Drive,
hotel. We have a few other hotels that's on Midlothian that would be really close to it. Downtown is not far either, but
right.
It's not as close as the Bells Row and Commerce.
Right.
Now, where is the after party going to be at, Amp?
Which one?
On Friday night.
Okay. We have a small venue like Uptown Lodge. I will post the information.
Is that closer to where the people will be lodging at to get there? That's what I guess.
It's actually closer to Godfrey's.
Okay. So downtown.
So for people
it won't be a big commute to leave Godfrey's and go there.
Okay. So it's kind of better for people who are not going to have cars to maybe stay downtown and just have to take the cab to the ball, per se. Looks like more activities will be downtown or closer to downtown.
Let's go on the South Side. I'm going to be downtown. I'm
going to
see that.
yeah, I mean, it's like five hotels Friday downtown.
Right.
That's where college boys be. They in summer school right
yes,
now.
Yes, they do.
And will the aftermath be closer to downtown or closer to the ball venue?
Closer to downtown, but downtown's not too far from the venue.
Right. Oh, I know Richmond. I was just speaking for the people who don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of having to take a kiss, like, what road is that with the little mall is on? Is that, like,
which mall?
Midlothian? Well, I guess it's like the
Midlothian.
Shop.
Midlothian Turnpike.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Downtown.
Right.
Yeah.
Downtown. Carrie, here I come.
You say, Carrie, who, here you come.
That's the street.
Where you saying that?
Crown.
Oh, yeah. I figured, mind you, I thought about that. After I said it. What else? Was there Kelly? Any callers?
No.
What's going to happen is what's going to happen on Friday when everybody get paid. Then they'll get everybody be tagging into the event page on Friday.
Oh well, they don't have their numbers on here, so that.
No. Tagging to see the categories. Tagging to see the categories. They stop on Friday and Saturday.
Oh. Well. Good luck with them on that.
That's the norm.
It's about that. We talked about the categories. Talked about what time the ball's going to start. Yeah, I guess just I know y'all always do, but will there be a stage?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. For people who've never been to Virginia, they definitely always do it up.
And a fully stocked bar, and for the girls
no.
who want
to
be full.
I'm about to ask you. I'm about to ask you that. Who said that? Who's saying it? Bam, or that's Michi.
If you want to get full, tip.
Are we doing?
Want
it's going to be punch.
Hey, Rex.
It's going to be punch.
It's
going to be punch.
No,
ain't nobody punching.
No punch.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. No, they going back to old school skate land.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Why you say that, Ronnie?
Baby.
Them VA punches is the fools.
I'm going to have a little secret punch to the side. I have to let you taste it.
The brown punch was St. Louis. It was St. Louis.
Oh, my God.
Keep it the fuck here, girl.
That was a Long Island punch.
So, Ronnie, what category do you look forward to seeing this weekend the most?
I look forward to seeing Film Queen performance, and I know the comments going to come after that as far as, oh, well, I don't want to vote because she's going to have on a sneaker. Oh, I don't want to vote because she's going to have on a heel. Oh, I don't want to vote.
Hold on. Let's
Find
that right now. Film Queen performance, they have to be in the heel. There's no
okay.
No sneakers. They have to be in
the heel. Y'all hear that?
Can you repeat that louder?
Film Queen performance. You must be in the hill to walk.
It does say that on the flyer. Bam. Hold on.
No sneaker wedge?
Bam. Does it say that on the flyer?
Yeah, it say on the flyer. I think it do.
No.
Okay. It would need to be said on the flyer, but you're just saying it now. A lot of people are not listening to the show now, so they prepare for it, and they come down there with their thing, and it'd be certain houses, and they don't have that wedge on, they don't have that heel, and it's going to be a lot of discrepancies and controversies, and okay, well, bitch, I'm going to chop up for her performance, I'm going to chop up for her dip, if you chop mine, I'm going to get yours for the dip, I'm going to get yours for this.
I'll make sure I put an alert out, or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that is up for $2,000, they got to be in the heel. I don't want to see nobody in no flat shoe, or no sneaker, or no wedge, I want to see them in the heel.
A boot is okay?
I mean, if it got a heel on it.
So, okay. Kelly, you can't wear them Air Force Ones, daughter.
Okay, baby, honey, you see everybody think it's still on those bitch, okay? Every time you see me out, girl, don't do this.
I need your catwalk in a heel, mama.
It's a stage, though, sis. It's a stage, Kelly.
Please don't put on that purple heel that buckled when you was at the latex ball. Let me tell you something, honey. Okay. I didn't cut up in DC.
I didn't cut up at Jack's birthday ball, baby. I haven't been in Virginia in years, baby. I'm coming to cut up, okay? Okay?
Well, don't keep worry in about mind it is a like, stage.
Baby, don't worry about what I'm wearing. Don't worry about what I'm wearing, Ms. Carr. You go to Home Depot and get you up here a set of curtains and start with her yard.
Bitch, you just don't twist that ankle or them knees buckle again like you was in Chicago, madam.
Oh, the stage cave in Chicago.
No, Ronnie.
No,
she's
talking
Chicago.
About the Escada Ball. There was no stage.
She was right in front of the prodigy table. Yes, I remember.
And the person that she read helped her.
My arthritis kicked in.
Okay. Kelly, you had some experiences in Chicago. One year you fell on the scatter ball, and next one you at the Wars Ball, your stage caved in on you when you was walking up there. You had some experiences out there.
She just has bad experiences with stages.
They
on the floor.
It wasn't a stage at the scatter ball.
Butch Queen and Drag's performances for $250 as well, and Butch Queen Thug Realness. Y'all are giving her coins. Boom.
$10,000, $12,000, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like a lot of people were saying.
Princess of the mob throne, you've admired that you've come to tonight. Your duty is to pay homage. Fin Queen performance has always been people's favorite tonight. Think of your favorite Fin Queen performance before and make and made you idolize them. Recreate that performance.
Yeah, I want to give a little explanation on that.
Yeah, please.
Okay, all right. A lot of people have been asking, do they have to wear what they had on? When you recreating something, you will want to recreate it to the fullest. As far as come close to what they had on,
their performance to make everybody remember and make everybody know exactly who you're doing. Like if you decide to do Deja Mystique, you know, we should know. You shouldn't have just your face painted blue and say, oh, I'm Deja. No.
That should be something.
Right. It should be self-explanatory, but you have some people that just wear, they might vogue like them, but they're still going to have on their regular clothes, their jeans and t-shirt. And you, if you vogue, you're trying to make moments. You're trying to make a moment. You're trying to make.
How much is the category for?
It's $250, but it's a awards ball, too. So you still got to be, you know, you should still try to, you know,
that's a lie for
make a moment.
By themselves. They don't get no money like that by themselves. They're going to vogue down for that $250.
Right, so you should, you know, you should try to make the moment, make it your moment, since it's your own separate category.
And then I see this other category, and I'm going to ask y'all this question because a lot of people don't know what it is. Butch Queen Thug Realness for $250, come in a two-piece suit and fedora.
What's wrong?
Well, nothing's wrong, but I don't think a lot of people know what a suit is. A suit is not a blazer and a different color pair of pants. A suit matches.
Oh,
well,
right.
I don't know if that's how y'all know what a suit
is. They don't need to walk. Okay.
Well, you know what? That's my definition of a suit. I'm going to let the promoters talk about it.
Well, no, you hit that right on. We don't want no mixed
blazer hair. And slacks.
You know,
blazer and slacks on a suit.
Didn't do that.
All right, thugs, y'all hear that? So y'all gotta go to the thrift store and pull out some suit.
They got that one black suit that he went out in the closet.
No, Alexis. A lot of times, if you get in, them pants don't match. The pants be blue and the jacket be black.
Oh, sorry.
You just don't get in. They come dressed up.
I'll probably
be washing
my hands when I got it going on.
Oh,
shit.
And for people who don't know what a fedora is, would y'all like to help them or do you want to look it up?
Let me say this for the Butch Queen Realness. When you think about mafia, when you think about the mafia guys, they're real clean. So I really don't want to see nobody coming up there in no baggy-ass suit or, you know what I'm saying, looking bummy. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it the right way.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all kind of looking for what the Ebonys did in the Grand March
in Atlanta.
Right.
Right. It was very clean, very tailored, you know what I'm saying? It fitted, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to see nobody walking up there, you know, baggy shirt. Yeah, suit that they just pulled out the closet. No, I really... You know what I'm saying? Put some time into it. It's for $250.
Right. But no high waters either, fellas.
Yeah.
And please iron the shirts. Don't pull it straight out the pack and put it on.
Don't worry. There'll be one coming to another nigga.
Kelly, make sure you iron your shirt, ma'am.
Make sure you start shaving your back tomorrow so you'll be ready by Saturday.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have to, since Uber is very important to y'all, you could always go to Raleigh or D.C. and catch an Uber and get there, and hopefully it worked out for you.
Hopefully,
oh, shit. I'm not going to do this. No. Yeah.
I know they got some type of car service in Richmond.
Oh, I'm sure they have car services. That's not the question.
Well, they
got Halo?
Bam.
Hey, I don't know nothing about any of that, so. Let's just say that.
Halo, Uber, Lyft.
Lord.
I'm glad I got another seat because y'all just tell every goddamn.
Oh. Mind you, in other news,
Uber is going publicly traded, and it evaluated it worth $17 billion. Just imagine what they'd be worth if the girls didn't know about it.
Probably a whole nother billion.
Okay, because the insurance wouldn't be so high.
The chargeback rate wouldn't be so high.
Right.
Is there anything else you want to share about the ball? You want to give a message on, it looks like people have been behaving recently, so you may not have to cover that.
No piss?
We just really want to thank people for really taking notice to Virginia, for coming back to Virginia. I definitely really appreciate the response that we've gotten from this ball this year. We really look forward to taking care of everybody, getting through the categories, having a good night, you know, and just hope everybody have fun.
I mean, and what's going on with the father's tribute or something you were talking about?
Yes, sir. Being that it is Father's Day, and a lot of fathers, especially most of the fathers that we pick, support Virginia and has been supporting Virginia for a long time. And being that the ball we put on Father's Day, we just wanted to do something special for those fathers.
Well, lady, I guess the last thing is we'll just tell everybody to make sure they come on their best behavior. Virginia is a Commonwealth state. They will not play with you.
No, don't. They don't play. So everything you do, you need to be mindful and make sure your stuff is correct. Make sure you drive. Oh, and for those who've never been to Richmond, their police are very – make sure your driver's license. Would you like to give any caveats beside that? I've got many tickets in Virginia.
And definitely make sure y'all have enough money on your car for incidentals, and make sure if you're gonna do a pool at the hotel, nobody's downstairs in the lobby, Miss A. Because we will find out, Miss A, and we'll talk about it next week, Monday, on the show.
Right.
Yeah, just make sure your stuff is on point. Virginia does not play.
Sure, no.
So,
in fact, the rooms are cheap enough, so you just pay cash for it.
Bitch. Please. That's like telling a bitch that don't smoke or go buy a pack of cigarettes. Bitch, please. Please.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, honey. But they will learn. They will learn, honey. Trust me, one day they will.
Oh, well, since I'm going to be there on Sunday now, are there any soul food restaurants in Richmond? I've never been to one.
Yeah, it's, a good spot is the Croker Spot and Mama J's.
Mama J's just speaks to me. That's all right.
Huh?
Kelly, Mama J's.
Okay.
All right, tell Caesar, Mama J's, we'll do a live broadcast from there.
Kelly gonna eat the food anyway after she eat it.
Okay. Like she did in Kentucky.
Like she did
in everywhere.
Like she did in St. Louis. Then we went to Sylvia's in Harlem. She read them.
Like, yeah, not Kentucky. I meant St. Louis. Yeah, I meant St. Louis.
Yeah. She's read them all.
Hold on. She read the place in Charlotte.
Which place she went to in Charlotte?
Listen,
when she went with the phone,
yes.
She ran that plate. That food was good.
I got the nasty ass motherfucking soul food, bitch. Wasted my motherfucking money spending $23 on some nasty ass fucking soul food. That motherfucking shit was fucking nasty. Okay, they lucky I ain't do a motherfucking video, bitch. Okay,
is Sweetie Pie's next. Sylvia been there for years, Miss Single. Sylvia and our dad, they got the Chinese food back there cooking. That motherfucking food is nasty, too.
I enjoyed my Sylvia. That actually was like one of the better ones I've had. You tried it. Michi and Alexis, are y'all having a snow weekend? Is it gonna snow in Richmond or not?
I keep a cue box if I pull my snowboard up.
Due to circumstances beyond my control, I'll be making 8.
Baby, it's gonna be a blizzard.
Kelly gonna be there.
Oh yeah, it's really gonna snow.
Overall, it's gonna be a blizzard. It's gonna be a blizzard in motherfucking Richmond, Miss Angela. This is the Gemini turn up part 2. La Mafia.
Well, I'll be having a bonfire.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll make sure I don't stay at the same hotel as y'all when y'all get put out. Go clean the hallway.
So Kelly, did you, since you're out here on Monday, did you speak on Philly?
The girls don't get put out, Marcus. You don't never party in your room, bitch. You go party in a dumb bitch room, Miss Day.
Well, actually, you can party in your room. You just have to know who to party with.
Oh, okay, no, sorry, because
I wash my hands in the room, honey, and I can be all by myself with no problem.
I'm sitting here motherfucking gagging this thing, girl. I got my new phone for Uber, bitch, and they ain't even got fucking Uber. Girl, I'm over it. Girl, you know I went and stole me a new phone the other day, bitch. We're getting ready for Richmond, bitch, and I'm gagging.
I need you to go to the hardware store, girl. Oh, baby, we can go, honey, baby, as long as you got your Uber, baby, come scoop me up. I thought you got a new phone. We can put, I got the, you know, the walk, the woo. The put on
okay.
Walk,
woo. Okay, I got you, honey. We out here. Bitch, why is it so, it's so motherfucking hot in here right now, Mr.
Oh, actually, I think y'all do have Lyft in Richmond now.
Look, she researches this now. She talking shit about everybody else, but she would be in one.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me be clear. Let me tell you the difference. I don't mind paying for a cab. Me and Kelly, who was on the street, I told her I was paying for a cab for go 4 blocks. I do not mind paying for a cab at all.
Me either, Marcus. I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem paying for it.
Well, the girls got me so spoiled, you Miss Saint Girl. I don't know, Miss Saint Girl. Okay, I gagged today by way to ride at work when I was going around, Miss Saint. I had to pay that $22.
Now that is the gag feeling. When you think you're about to pump up in the services, she'd be like, "Bam!" You be like,
"Oh, no, it doesn't work in Virginia. They just banned Uber and Lyft in the whole state of Virginia 2 days ago."
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. That's including Northern Virginia, because they'll take you from, you can go to Arlington and stuff. Well, I guess you can. I don't really ride Uber in D.C. like that. That's weird.
Well, you know, they was having a big discussion about Uber in Chicago, where they was talking about banning it there because it was taking money from the taxi cabs.
Fuck the taxi cabs, Miss Saint. They don't get out and open your motherfucking door and put your bags and shit in the car and stuff and wait for you for
like,
3 or 4 hours. Bitch, you can't. Bitch, Marcus can't even get them to wait for him to go to Popeye's, Miss Saint, to go in and get his food.
Yes. I took the cab in Chicago to go get my food. He was like, "You got to pay now." I was like, "Okay, you going to wait on me?" He's like, "Yeah, I paid him. Baby." He went in and drove off.
Are you
Don't worry about it, though. I disputed the charge.
Yes, they fear it's mistake, bitch. They need to have Uber every place to stay.
Y'all ruin that, Kelly.
Sure.
Girls
I
like you
like
ruin that.
That when you get in one, they're immediately ready to go wherever you want to go. You know, cab, like, before you get in the car, where you want to go? You're like, I'm going to the hood somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they tell you to pay them up front, what you mean pay you up front? I ain't paying
well,
you
have
up
to
front.
Really, see, Marcus, a lot of times, a lot of cab drivers have gotten jump out. Oh, I'm about to run right here and come right back downstairs. Bitch is going
lock
one door and come out another.
But, that's,
you know how many, many people that pulled up in the project and say, I'm about to run right upstairs and come right back?
Alexis, how many do you really think I've taken a cab to the projects before or nowhere near the projects? It was like, I need to go over here. Now, there have been times where I was going to a ball, you know, and they'd be like, you give them the address, and they'd be like, uh-uh, you pay first. And I'd be like, damn, where am I going? But, you know, I'll do that. But when you know where you're going and it's not a bad area and they're just trying it, come on now. Or if it ain't far.
Hold on, y'all. Private That's caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hey, Becky.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
I'm just sitting here listening. I was just listening, honey.
You coming to Virginia? You had up in the room.
I am. Huh?
I seen your post you had up in the room the other day that you're missing the show already.
I am missing the show, actually. I am. Because, you know, we always got to wait till a whole Monday to hear y'all. And, you know, we'll be back, you know.
You not enjoying that Florida weather?
No, I'm not enjoying the Florida weather, bitch. Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not going to
Virginia. Well, how did y'all say bring drag performance again? Who do you got to bring it as? You got to bring it like a moment or something?
No, you just got to
recreate a Tim Queen performance moment.
Oh, okay.
You know, is Amp and Bam still on the line?
Yeah. Don't worry, Becky. Y'all be back on September 2nd.
September 2nd.
Yeah.
I'll be ready. I have a full list of songs I want to play anyway. Well, I really feel like this ball is going to be a success, you know. A lot of people are talking about it. There's a lot of good buzz about this ball. You know, I just can't wait to see what happened on Bomber Throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And just to let y'all know,
why you ain't coming out this weekend?
Hello?
Yes.
I can't hear you. What you said, Kelly?
I said, why are you not coming out this weekend?
I'm just not coming out. I got other things that's going on, honey.
What's going on? Give us the tea, Miss Saint Girl. You ain't been on the air in 2 weeks, Miss Saint. Give us the tea. What's going on, boy?
I was Orlando Pride.
I didn't go to Orlando Pride. I actually live in Arizona.
No.
Orlando was cute. No shade. They got me out.
So leave on the Vogue night?
I thought Vogue night was canceled.
Uh-oh. We just canceled last week.
Miss Becky,
can y'all just... Okay, because the category said come out the night for Butch Queen and Drake's performance, you know, bring it in honor of the girl that night that she came out that you really liked. But then it says recreate that moment. What if it wasn't really quite a moment, but they came out and they really did something, but it really wasn't a moment.
You know what, Marcus?
What?
What if it just got a lot of views on YouTube?
That would be a good example.
Cause there's no shade. Oh wait, and then I was listening to y'all saying, my advice to anybody that's coming to recreate anything, my advice. So the girls want to try on the panel. I always tell people, bring a snapshot of whatever you coming as, so nobody won't have to think about, you know, like, is that how she look, or is that this, or is that that, because you're going to get that. So just bring your paper up there, honey, and you can't get chopped, in my opinion, unless you fucked up.
No, your performance is not.
Baby. If you're going to print it out, at least print it on some glossy paper, though. Because I hate to see people walk up there with some pictures.
Well, then you want them to laminate it, too?
That would be nice.
Damn.
You ever notice people be pulling out the pictures out of their
pockets?
If
you didn't get cash.
It can be all wrinkled up and stuff. Or
it can be all wrinkled. You be like, what?
Maybe trying to press it out.
Hold on, and it get wet. Because when you see
the
judging panel, somebody's going
to
kick the drink over. And then the people get all wet.
Bitches get caught in the rain.
It costs 39 cents to print out a picture at Walgreens, and it only takes... You can do it instantly, or you can send it to an email, pay the 39 cents online, and pick it up in an hour.
Well, that's why you get multiple copies. Tell your girlfriends, your leaders to hold it. That makes sense.
Yep. Or make enough for each judge to have their own individual, like you put some fucking effort into it.
Right.
Well, please don't print it out on a black and white computer. Talk about she had on a red top.
Well, maybe that's all they could afford. Color costs more.
I just gave them a trick. I said you go to Walgreens and you can either print it out instantly and you pay the 39 cents, or you can do it online.
What if they print out the picture
and pick it up in an hour?
What if they color?
That's what I said, Becky.
Well, what if their color was printing out and then all their color just gone? Like, you see half the picture, but the rest of it just don't come out.
They're going to have to go buy some more ink. Or stay at a hotel that has color ink.
Or free Wi-Fi and print it out from there in the office. That's
or
the
bring
case
your girlfriend's crafted iPad and pull the picture up. But make sure you have Wi-Fi.
But how you know people craft their iPad, Marcus? Stop doing that.
Marcus think everybody don't have no morals. That's why.
Just
because you pay for everything, Greg, I don't mean everybody else don't.
I think Marcus had dibbled and dabbled. You remember he said he used to do the girl rooms, honey.
I mean, Becky, have I did a bus ticket for you or something?
You never did no bus ticket for me.
Would you like to come from Florida to Richmond? We can sponsor you. Kelly will sponsor you too.
Why you keep saying I live in Florida? Let me tell you something, Marcus. Before you try to give out my tea,
our break
is not even over yet. But if you're trying to put me out or whatever the team, you need to wait till we come back on air for you to try to tell everybody who I am.
I don't know who you are. Someone told me that you were allegedly from Florida. I was thinking you were from Texas.
Yeah, they're a late-ass bitch. I'm not from Florida. If y'all think I'm from Florida, then I'll be from Florida. I told y'all from Arizona, baby.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Becky.
Is Bam still on the phone?
No, Bam's phone died.
Is Amp still on the phone? Wait, who
Amp
is
still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, is there anything else you had to say about the ball? How do you think your ball's going to do?
I think it's going to do really well. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Okay. I do actually want to come and sell some drugs at your ball.
Damn.
Becky,
what
you're going to be in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
What you be selling? Becky, what you be selling?
I want to sell drugs in the bar, honey. I want to make some coin.
What you be selling, girl?
I don't be selling nothing, but, bitch, when I was at motherfucking North Carolina, I seen how the girls package and seal their shit, bitch. I want to do it, too.
You can do that in North Carolina. You cannot do that in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Listen, in the club, what are you going to have, undercovers in the club? I know the girls who in the scene,
come
and
on vacation,
I know the girls.
Leave back in 4 years.
I know the girls who not in the scene and who is in the scene, honey. We're going to be washed.
Yes. If you have a question about the Virginia Awards Ball or the aftermath, please press 1.
You said the Missouri Awards Ball?
The Virginia Awards Ball.
Hold on, we have another caller. 601-651, you're live on the air.
I'm a little slow. I don't know what Commonwealth means.
They make their own laws.
Laws and rules and regulations.
Jason, you are not slow.
In Maryland,
didn't I get all fraud about giving out who I was when I call in here? Or a Monday, Becky.
It's not like
she is Miss Prada's sister, honey. She don't know no better.
Wait, what happened?
I just got on Prada about telling who I was when I call in here on a Monday.
Oh,
when I tired of being a voice. You spooking my teeth, girl.
Don't kill me. Well, I know your voice.
But I have a question, because the question that I had that I wrote down when it came to that that mafia category,
which
when
one
I think of mafia, I'm thinking of like the Sopranos with the trash suit, because I don't know any mafia that still wears
suits.
That's
true. Now you're gonna make the girls go get their suits.
I'm just asking that question because when I think of modern day mafia, I think of track suits and stuff like that. They don't wear suits.
Well, if you listen, Jason, he said, make sure you have on a fresh suit.
I can barely hear you, Alexis. I'm sorry.
Hold on. He said, Bam, say, make sure you have on a fresh suit, jacket and pants mixed with the same color.
This is my thing.
And you better have one for
y'all
anyway.
That.
No, he did say that.
Well, the category is also calling for a fedora. So generally, I guess that would suggest that you would wear, like, the traditional look versus a tracksuit.
So the Godfather.
Exactly.
So basically
very
Godfather.
It's actually on their promotional flyer, one of them, of the look.
Well, I don't have the flyer of the boy.
But if somebody feels like they can argue with the judges and wear a tracksuit and a fedora and think the judges are going
to
approve.
I never been to Virginia. This will be my first time. I ain't trying to argue with nobody.
You want
Jason,
you're
coming?
Wait, hold on.
Yes, I am.
Hold on.
Yeah, somebody got to be sober to drive y'all half-drunk bitches home.
Who was that?
They are not going to read me because of you, Devin.
I will.
Yes, I will be there, Kelly.
Kelly, you better come on the phone, honey.
I'll be there, too. Because
I want to hang. Because me and Marcus are going to be best friends after this ball.
Oh, shit.
Yes, we'll get to meet in person.
No. Again.
Oh.
You never met Jason before?
Uh-uh.
I didn't make it out.
Oh. Amp, are there still tables available for purchase?
Yeah, we have a few left.
What's your capacity?
It's a skating ring.
It's a skating ring.
It's a skating ring.
Yeah, it's a skating ring.
Is it the same place Andre had his ball?
Yes.
Can we bring our own skates?
So messy.
How am I being messy? I just asked the question. He said skating ring, so I was like, I remember Andre had a ball at a skating ring. That's why I asked that question.
Y'all know what
the
skating ring is.
I brought you the skating ring.
Thank you, Rodney.
Can I bring
Rodney.
My own skates, y'all? If
that's
I go.
Shit.
No, you cannot see in the ring. It's going to be a football or skating ring.
No, child, please. Y'all don't know me.
I'm trying to think. Do I have another question? Oh, well,
does somebody listen to another show?
You be on the runway.
No, that's Kelly on her other
phone. I'm trying to think. Do they have another question?
I don't know.
I said, will you be there or participating on the runway, or will you be just supporting?
I will be spectating so that in case my other co-host are not sober enough to give good commentary, I'll be able to.
Devin, will you be at the bar?
Devin is all the way in Chicago.
Hello.
Devin, I really must apologize to you. I said this the other night on the radio.
I don't want to hear it.
I did not know.
I don't want to hear it, Marcus. I do not want to hear it because I already know where this is going.
Right. I did not know your name was Devin. I thought your name was Devon.
I don't want to hear that.
I did.
Damn, bitch. How you know the FBI and you looking for me, bitch? You want to give out my aliases, too? Damn.
Yes, three.
Hooker.
No.
God damn.
You know, Marcus is the queen of tea, honey.
Right.
That's his name. That's how everybody knows him.
Like,
it's
everybody
got
to know. Well, I agree.
Everybody
knows him. Everyone got to go to jail.
Y'all are not going to do that. Stop it. Cut it out. Be nice.
You over there.
Marcus, make sure he get his tea, bitch.
He already got the computer. I'm talking. And so they kept saying Chicago, and then he said I walked into his table at the bar.
But you did say that. You did say that, Marcus. I remember. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to sit here and lie. You did say that.
So when I finally saw the name, I said maybe they saying his name wrong, or maybe I'm saying it wrong.
God damn it. And for the NSA that's listening, he just joking.
When he was talking, he said, I'm muted.
Who said that?
Okay.
Went on mute.
Muted.
I hope my bra be ready by 30.
Well,
you just do not want to act right. I see that now.
When a man loves a woman.
Kelly, is there anything else we need to discuss? Can we wrap it up? Or
Kelly, you want to vote later?
Laura, sis, where you at? You at work?
Yeah. Marcus, did y'all discuss Philly?
No, they didn't discuss Philly.
She said who won, and she said wasn't nothing else to say.
Everybody just hang up and leave Kelly on the phone by herself.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations to Red Ebony, a Carolina native in L.A. this weekend on his win with his partner, and Tamia and Tori. Congratulations.
They look nice,
yeah. She's beautiful, and of course he was sitting.
Hello?
I didn't hear the announcement. I want to make an announcement again. Congratulations to G Prodigy and Selena Prodigy to all performance for the $1,000 grand prize Prodigy Party again. Thank you.
Yes,
congratulations, Prodigy.
Rodney, I think y'all need to get Miss Selena out some more because she was eating it up. I remember, y'all need to have her come out more. You said what?
I said, yeah, it was the return of. She definitely turned it up.
Selena, apology now?
Selena, not the trendy Selena, the boy Selena.
Oh.
Now you know you ain't going to have no motherfucking trendy Selena Vogan on the floor.
You can't use that word.
Is motherfucking Karma Carrera on this line, bitch? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Tranny is a white racist word.
Bitch, please. Is that Becky? Oh, my goodness. What's that?
So after the Virginia Wars Ball is what?
Another ball.
I don't listen. I don't know if they pay for they. I don't know if they pay for advertising or not. But I have a question. Is that the Revlon ball that they're advertising?
They ain't pay for
advertising. Yeah, they ain't pay for advertising.
The scandal. They ain't pay for it.
Shut up, Jackie.
We ain't saying no date. We ain't saying no date now.
Yeah, it is.
But that's their house ball, right?
It's next year.
Okay.
So after that is June. Who else paid for a commercial?
Did y'all know they told me don't go there? Like, can I say that, Jason? They told me don't go there because they said if you really pay attention to the what it say scandal, so that means they're really going to get you. I'm
not
so
the girls locking the doors.
That's what they told me. They said, do not go there because
I'm not doing it. So you're trying to say it's going to be the Purge Part 2?
That's what it's giving. That's what they say.
Oh, shit.
They said nowadays you need to pay attention to the title of these balls. So if it's called Scandal, you know, you might be wanting to call Olivia Pope right now before you be fucked up.
Congratulations to Bam X Milan 007 or winning the $500 at Donye 007's Atlanta First Friday.
Congratulations.
He's having two balls, right? He have another one coming out, right?
No, you're talking about the prelim. These are all coming up to his wife.
And congratulations to Red and Star Ebony for Team Real.
We already did.
We just had that announcement.
Girl, come up out of that.
And congratulations.
Well, let me say it again.
And for those who will be in Charlotte on July 19th, we would like to invite you guys to a free Hall of Famer reception. There'll be open bar.
Have
and
you paid for
food.
Advertisement yet?
Our commercial has been paid for a dollar.
Okay.
In fact, I paid for December. Don't even have it. Have a commercial one yet.
So what's gonna be partaking in that? What's going on there?
We're honoring our Hall of Fame, our Carolina Hall of Fame inductees on that day. We just want you to come in peace,
only
come enjoy
the
drink. No, anyone has come. It's open bar.
No, not
it's open
coming. I mean, the people you're honoring. Is it just Carolina Hall of Fame?
They are Carolina Hall of Famers. They're our Hall of Famers.
Well, at least it's free. Y'all gonna have food.
So now Marcus is open for everybody.
It's been for everybody.
Speaking of Carolina Hall of Fame,
but you have to RSVP. So check the event page.
You got an RSVP.
That's
can I
correct?
Get a green dot?
Yes, RSVP.
Yeah, you
let them know your
me.
Comment. Marcus said it's only 20 pieces of chicken. We ain't got time for all that
shit.
I believe it. They come in there with Zaxby's. Got one platter of some Zaxby's in there.
You've never been to anything I've had from Becky. If I have one platter of anything, I've never had. I don't have one platter of anything when I have my girlfriend.
I don't do Chick-fil-A.
No, Miss Marcus go to Zaxby's. She be expensive. Marcus, you know, he like to cater. He's very southern. I could say that.
We're having a
he,
real
know,
caterer.
Yeah, he's going to be very southern about the situation.
Silver. Well, excuse me. She's
you said
silver. She's over the silver serving plate. So, you know, the silver trays. And
so what, eating. You just transfer the chicken to the silver plate?
Oh, shit.
Becky, the Megabus is not going to make it from Orlando anyway, so you won't be.
I don't live in Orlando. I told you I live in Arizona. Thank you.
No, you don't live in Arizona. You live in Florida. I just got to figure out where.
You tell that bitch that told you. They're trying to give you a hint of where the fuck I'm from. You tell them, go tell their motherfucking mama to hang themselves and then go shoot their daddy. Because you know what's so funny? Like, I'm not even, like, it's so funny because the girls been trying to clock me. But what is the point of trying to clock me when it's like no use? Like, you taking away the fun and then you just, keep. I don't understand. Like, what do y'all get out of that?
Well, I'm more than tired of the girl walking up to him taking his cell phone out of his hand, honey.
I mean, is it because it is a couple people that know who I am, but is it because y'all don't have the balls to call up here and talk on the show yourself? Like, what is the point? Why won't y'all just call up and start making yourself know instead of trying to be behind the scenes and trying to put me out? Because I could tell everybody who I am, but why is it bothering you to let everybody know who I am? I don't understand. It's crazy.
Well, you might want to ask your girlfriends that know who you are.
No, they're not. That's the thing. They're not my girlfriends.
Becky,
they just know who I am.
When people try to figure out who the anonymous and fake screen names, that's like a mystery, like a game that they just like to do to figure stuff out. Just
but
keep them motivated.
The girls know who I am. It's three girls that clock me. So they just waiting for their time to come so they could, you know, think they did something by telling the girls who I am.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to put a trophy out for that. The first girl to come out and tell the girls who I am. Because y'all feel like y'all doing a good job of trying to be a like a fucking detective and shit, bitch. You cut the shit and sit your ass down.
But that's when you know you've made it. Because if for fake profiles and nobody wants to know who they are, obviously they're not doing nothing. Everybody
that's
wants
the thing,
to know
I don't
who
do
North Spears is. Everybody wanted to know who London is. Everybody wanted to know who Rhonda Jenkins was. And the mystery was we never really found out.
And, bitch, I'm still going to call in with my real name when they find out who the fuck I am. So y'all ain't stopping shit.
Well, then give it now since you that bad in life.
Oh.
Oh.
I mean, Meechie, you already should know who I am.
I mean, Joe, I'll
put
you
in there. Don't put me in there.
Alexis, you were asking something. You said speaking of the Carolinas.
Never mind, girl. I was being funny.
Never mind. Yeah, I drained you.
And Alexis.
Huh?
I have an idea of who you are, but I never like to guess and it'd be wrong.
Oh?
Yeah, don't guess. Just wait till my season starts again, then you can guess all you want.
Wait,
yeah, you're excited.
Wait, hold on.
I'll say this.
Stop,
I know you're excited.
Stop. What you just say, Becky?
I said, just wait for my season to start back again. Then you can guess all you want.
What season?
The season of, you know, Tuesday night trash.
Into my season start back.
Hello, Kelly. Has Jasmine sent you a contract yet?
A contract?
Yes, Becky.
The contract already went out.
Now, don't turn this left, you guys. I'm just trying to say, like, the season that I'm on. That's why I said,
like,
oh,
no,
you
didn't get the contract back.
I got mine.
No, I didn't get a contract.
No, I'll never get mine, child. I just show up. I'm an
extra. Well, Becky, I do know you're excited about that $800 category coming up.
Yep, I sure am.
I know who you are.
I sure am.
Thank you. I know who you are. But
you know what, Marcus already had gave you that tip anyway when you commented on my status.
But now I 100% know who you are.
Jason, and I already had gave you that tea, right?
No.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want Marcus to know
what
you're
talking
about. Oh, girl, see? That's the thing.
She'll tell
us. I can keep her secret. Just keep it gorgeous.
Inbox me, Marcus, and I'll inbox me and let me tell me if you. I see if you're right.
I know I'm right.
No. Marcus, no. He know. And I hope that satisfied you.
That's all I wanted to know. I was right, and I figured it out by myself.
You ain't figured it out by yourself because I gave you the hint.
Every fucking
let me be clear. And I hate to say this, Becky, but you're not
like
one of those girls that I would remember like that.
Girl, please.
No, you're not.
Hold on.
No. You are definitely one of the girls from where you're from, and so your name would come up. But if I was just thinking about it, I wouldn't just not think, oh, this is her. Like, out of all the drags
right.
out there, I would not be thinking
yeah,
about
right.
you.
Right, that's what Jason said, too. He said,
oh, well.
What did I say, Becky?
That he wasn't getting.
Don't you do it.
But, of course, he did. So, anywho.
Told you wasn't on his radar, girl.
Oh.
It don't matter. I'm there now.
Marcus, do you know how shit? You know how much shit you got to do to get on Marcus's radar? You got to win a ball, then you got to throw a ball, then you got to sponsor a ball, bitch. That's a whole lot of shit you got to do to get noticed by Marcus. Shirley, ain't nobody got to have all that.
Where were we?
I had a question for Rodney about Virginia, but I done forgot now.
Oh.
All the girls going to King's Dominion on Sunday, do not go in there with those kind of tickets. They don't accept those kind of tickets anymore.
Marcus.
What kind of tickets would that be?
All these fucking bucks.
What you say?
He said what kind of tickets that would be.
Not normal tickets. Y'all need to pay at the gate or bring your Sprite can and get your $5 off.
How did you?
Damn.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
Now lock the door.
So you can't pay online and put your ticket out?
You can, but we hope that it works out for you between now and then.
Now, that's a lot going on.
I know you can't. I know if you do it at Disney World, you have to face they fingerprint you when you present your ticket.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
You say Disney World make you what?
When Disney World, when you buy your ticket online, you come to the front to present your ticket, they fingerprint you.
Bitch.
You ain't getting no fingerprint, bitch.
Right. That's why we found fingerprints for the happiest place on earth.
Because they want to keep their business financial be happy.
That's why they're one of the top girls.
Fuck you, me.
This won't get my fingerprint.
Fuck out of here.
It's only a problem if your fingerprints are in the system.
I'm glad I got that friends and family pass for King's Dominion.
So.
Y'all fingerprint y'all to cash some checks.
Bitch, I don't cash checks. You got the wrong girl.
Yeah, you still doing checks. Something you should be putting there.
No, no, no. I'm talking about y'all never been to the currency exchange and saw the people. Y'all never saw the people in their cash and their payroll check and they'll be like, I need you to fingerprint.
You got three states that still busting food line here wide open.
Who is that talking in the background?
What do you mean? You better be writing a check to buy some fucking groceries and that'll be about it.
Oh, girl, I can tell. It's a three whole states that still tear food line head open.
It's only one check cashing place, Marcus, I know that make you fingerprint.
So what they do, just cash the check?
Yeah. Well, I go to a bank, so I'm not worrying about cashing my check.
A bitch like me got direct deposit.
Well, that's what you, hold on, in 2014, that is what you should have. If they're making the welfare recipients get direct deposit, everybody.
How are they making people on welfare get direct deposit?
They do. They make you get a direct deposit right there on their link card.
You can get a next bill for free. Bitch, I wish I would.
Wait a minute. But their check come on their EBT card, so how do they have to get a bank card?
You just gotta have it put. They only doing it electronically. They're not mailing out checks.
Right, they still do it. Like Social Security checks and stuff now they do. Social Security, disability, all the stuff they send it on the bank.
It ain't no more. Your check got lost in the mail.
If your money ain't there, some hoe need to die.
They sending you another check after that check been cashed and you been told that your check got lost in the mail. They the fool.
The only check I want is the one I get when I file my taxes, bitch. Oh, my God, who is that?
Becky, cut it out.
That's not me. I promise you. I promise you that's not me. I promise you that is not me.
Y'all so shady.
Y'all so stupid. I need to call my buddy so I can be friends with him so I can have a ride to Virginia.
So how do y'all feel about this boy getting jumped at the gay pride?
He should have painted and kept walking. His friend had the right idea. She grabbed her phone and kept walking.
Was that her girlfriend that was recording it, though?
Yes.
Probably.
No, that was Fish. Fish was Fish.
Well, did y'all
I see why she was recording it. First of all, she already knew the tea. And then she was like, when it was getting serious, she was like, no, no, y'all don't do that. What the fuck you mean don't do? You already know what it was.
After the Trey got through beating her ass, she should have got up and beat that whole ass with that damn phone.
Wait. Did y'all see the boy in Atlanta? He said that the trainers were trying to talk to him, and that's why they fought. He said they were trying to push up on him.
Hold up, but this is my question.
What I believe
side was this actually? Because Gay Pride in Detroit is at the end. No, but Gay Pride in Detroit is the end of July.
Well,
it was White Pride.
White Pride.
Oh, so it was White Pride this week. They got beat at White Pride?
They probably just coming out.
Everybody know Detroit is Niggerville. It ain't no white people in Detroit.
That was White Pride. Where was the white people?
Those niggas was looking for problems.
That was White Pride. Where was the white people?
They were looking for trouble.
Jason, if you pay attention, it was a white couple walking right behind, right on the side of him when they first started.
One white couple out of sea of blacks. Mind you, White Pride, they had their stuff together. They had a cops organized. They had a street
pride.
Right.
So
they tell you where not to go.
Have you been to Detroit?
It's very professional.
Yeah,
but that city is bankrupt, so they might have had
it. My name is Melinda.
Detroit.
Wow, baby.
Have you been to Detroit lately?
Child,
yeah.
Not lately, child. Scott has had a ball, somebody window got broke out, or a motherfucker, somebody got shot at, or something. Every time I'm all day, every time Hot of Doom July comes up.
Because wasn't there Pride in Philly last Friday?
White Pride, yeah. All the white
Pride coming up now. Where was the white people?
The white people went home. They said they wasn't going to walk on no water. They went to their cars and pumped.
But it's mostly like that because it's like that in Chicago. Most people, like the white people, go to all the, they go to the pride, they go to the parade, and they do all this stuff. And then when you go up north, the black people are mostly at the after spot, like, you know, at the rocks or whatever, listening to the music or whatever.
Our white pride is totally different than yours then.
Hold on. Baltimore has 99 prides.
In one month.
They do. Yes.
No, Baltimore does not even know 99 Pride.
Y'all must be a Baltimore
Pride.
Y'all
have
Pride.
One right now.
Y'all have Baltimore Pride, Baltimore
this
County
year,
Pride.
This year,
Oklahoma.
I'm just because Marcus. Well, I don't know what the fuck is going on this year because Baltimore's Pride is usually Father's Day weekend, which is this would be this coming weekend. But they supposed to have some gay-ass roller skate kickoff tonight, but then Pride is not till next. The same weekend as New York's Pride.
Yeah, Chicago's.
Marcus, he was in Detroit.
Yeah, we knew it was Detroit, but I was trying to figure out what Pride it was because Pride is at the end of July there. But I guess they have multiple.
Black Pride is in July, then they had a White Pride, but still the black people go to, like being in Chicago, when White Pride and Black Pride, we still go to, what's the name of the Belmont, right,
but we go out at night. We don't go out during the daytime because if you are, and honestly, if you're on Belmont at any time of the day, we're assuming you family.
Hello?
Yes,
hold on 1 minute. I want to thank everybody for definitely calling into the show tonight. I definitely want to thank Rodney, Marcus, Jason, Becky, Alexis. I want to thank Amp, and I want to thank Fan for definitely calling in to the show, definitely to talk about the Virginia Awards Ball. We will definitely be live back on the air next week, Monday, to definitely give you the recap of the Virginia Awards Ball with all the winners, all the losers, and all the drama and all the shade. Y'all have 7 more minutes to continue to talk. The white man will cut y'all off at that time. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week.
Can I ask a question? Since it's Monday night, we don't have Wednesday nights no more. What happened to Mendoza?
What happened to who?
Mendoza. Isn't that his name, Mendoza? Mendez.
Who? You talking about Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, what happened with him? I missed him.
Oh,
what happened?
I put my phone down.
Is that the, you talking about the security guard?
We have
what
it all watched.
You talking about the mustache. You got to keep
watching.
You got to keep watching.
No. What happened? When did he leave? I missed him leaving.
We ain't all watched.
In the first
hold on.
Season.
You talking about season 1 or season 2?
I was
yeah,
season
we didn't
one.
All watch. We didn't
season
all watch.
In the first
season, they busted him for drugs. And he slept with the Latino girl.
Right, remember the Latino girl set him
ooh,
up.
I can't wait.
The Latino girl set him up to the thing, and
that's
then
why
he got suspended.
Jasmine should have been on the phone because she would have hushed everybody up.
No, Jasmine finished the show already.
If y'all ain't
yeah, Jasmine finished. It's over.
If y'all ain't seen season 1 yet,
I didn't
late.
See it.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, Alexis, you talking about what happened in season 1 or season 2?
Season 1.
I'm
caught up. I didn't see where he left at. I remember when the girl
all right,
herself.
So keep watching because
I see when he came back. I see it all that.
Okay, well, keep watching.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus.
So good.
Let me ask y'all a question.
If
this yes, if boy,
you do
it
for
I
free,
have
cheat.
What'd you say?
I said, yes, if you do it for free, you consider cheat. But anyway, what was the question?
Listen, this boy, I met him in New York. He already had a boyfriend, right? So when he had a boyfriend, he started playing a number game with me, asking me all these questions. So then he asked me,
yep, that is 100%
if
you. I know
do
exactly
it for free.
Who you are now.
Ooh.
Girl, if you already found out who I was the first time, why you keep on saying it?
Yeah, but now I got confirmation because you was just playing the number game, too, and I thank you.
Oh, I was.
Why you didn't send me a number and ask me, was I Becky? That's what you should have
said. No, you already know that.
Ignorant.
That way I would have told the whole Facebook.
Ronnie, Marcus.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have 4 minutes. You don't want to say goodnight to your listeners?
They'll hear us next week.
Oh, okay.
No shit.
Go ahead, Becky.
That was pretty much it. Like, what is he? Like, what is he trying to like? Next time I go to New York, do he want a piece or what? Like, do that mean? I mean, he have a boyfriend. He was trying to stop me, and boy, I just paid it because he had a boyfriend already. But he keep asking me questions.
Mm-hmm.
In my inbox. Like, what
so you went
what?
To New York and you had?
No, I did not go to New York and I had because he had a boyfriend was all on him. And when I have respect for people when they have a boyfriend.
Are you still responding to him?
Because I want that dick.
So
wait, hold on.
You got enough respect. So you only have public face relations with respect. Because if they're not in front of you, you just don't mind.
I don't know the girlfriend either, so it don't matter.
I mean, I'm just saying. You said you got respect all the way up to
that. What your man doing on the world time ain't got nothing to do with me. I just fuck up, do what I do, and I'm out.
No.
I don't know. Well, good night, everybody.
Before everybody goes, I had this question because I saw this on somebody's Facebook. This guy said that his boyfriend or the guy he's talking to keeps telling him he's allergic to latex condoms. Y'all
oh,
are aware
no.
there are another run. Version of condoms out, right?
Run, nigga, run.
Run, nigga.
Are y'all familiar with polyurethane condoms?
Alexis, I'm going to slap this shit out of you.
What did Alexis say?
She thought she inboxed me while I was stupid.
Alexis, I'm right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
You're right.
Oh, my God. I can't. This is the first person I ever clocked.
You did not block me. You did not block me. If you did it on your own time, yes, it would have been sickening.
It was
but
my
I
own time.
You, no, I sent it to you in your inbox. First of all,
no, you
I
did
told
not.
You, I told you on my status because you said all y'all girls did not travel. You said that when the season was on.